Hey, hey, happy Wednesday. I am excited to be back here with you again today to keep talking about our Spring Cleaning 101 Challenge. If you have not listened to the other episodes yet, go ahead and dig into those because you are not behind at all. And then come back to listen to part two today. We've got some hands-on tips and implementation steps for you today. So let's get right into it and keep learning all we need to know about Spring Cleaning 101. Let's go. Do you wish that you had a peaceful, clutter-free home, but you are buried under piles of toys and laundry? Do you wish you could create simple systems to get organized, but you just don't know where to start? Hey there, I'm Amy, wife and mom to four littles. For years, I thought that having an organized home meant Pinterest perfect and clean at all times. I tried every tip for cleaning and organizing only to fall off track again and to feel like a failure. Finally, I came to realize that in order to become the organized mom I wanted to be, I had to start with organizing myself. So I developed a simple framework that focuses on organization as the whole picture. I am so excited to share it with you. So if you are ready for a peaceful, clutter-free, and easy-to-maintain home, then this is the podcast for you. Reach for your special snacks, brew some coffee, and go hide in the closet, because it is time for some me time, mama. Let's learn. All right, so in the first two episodes of this series, we were talking more about the how and why you should even care about this different perspective that I have on spring cleaning, why you should care about it and be evaluating if this could be beneficial for you in your unique situation as well. So today I'm excited that we get to talk about some actual hands-on, how do we actually do the thing that I've been telling you about. Of course, as you may have heard if you've listened to the other two episodes, we are also having a mini challenge taking place on both the email list, the Mom Insiders email list, and the Facebook community. And this allows you to get workbooks to take what we're learning each week on the podcast and dive deeper into it. This allows you to take part in a giveaway challenge that I am doing as well, that at the end of this all, there are prizes up for grabs. And it allows you to have opportunities to ask me for help and for feedback. And if you have questions, if you are interested in that, make sure you get on the email list by going to www.plantomom.com/MOM Insider or go to bit.ly/MOMMIN3Community. That's MOMIN3Community. Both of the links for those are going to be in the show notes below. And like I said, you will get workbooks and more things to help you really take this further. What are we then talking about today? Today, I want to give you an actual formula that you can use to figure out how we're actually going to perform this monthly spring cleaning that we are going to be doing year-round in order to stay on top of those deep cleaning tasks that we know we need to get done in our homes. But if we are sick of cramming all of that into a short period of time, a very stressful short period of time every spring and fall, if we're tired of doing it that way and we are interested in staying on top of it all year-round, which results in a cleaner home and a less stressful time and an easier time doing it overall, like we talked about in the other episodes, then this episode today is going to help you plug the actual formula into your unique situation in order to figure out how to do this. So if you are a math person, that's why I am trying to make it visualized as like a formula for you. But if you're more of a visual person, I want you to picture it in your mind as we're going through this, as well as three steps and how you can kind of draw it out and then input your information into this and then come out with the result of how we're going to actually take action on this. This is where the workbook that I was mentioning from the challenge comes in really handy, because we have spaces in there to actually map this out, there is a three-part formula that I myself use to prioritize and determine what room I should be focusing on deep cleaning in a specific month throughout the year. So this was something that once I decided I was done with spring cleaning, I was sick and tired of it, this was how I figured out and systemized this concept of deep cleaning something every single month. So I want to share this formula with you because it's really important that if we are going to do something like this, that we figure out a way that it works for us so that we can actually stick with it and that we have a system for it so that it's not causing extra stress for our brain trying to manage remembering how to do all this stuff. Let's dive into the three-step formula here. Step number one of the formula is you are going to determine what your yearly schedule is. So just kind of visualize, what do you have going on so far for 2024? Do you have anything specific planned already? Is there already a specific month of the year that you know something big is happening in your life? I don't care if that's a one-day event or a week-long event. Is there something big that you already know is happening in 2024 that is going to impact your ability to clean and to do these deep cleaning tasks? Are you having a new baby? Do you have lots of birthdays in a specific month? Do you already know that you will not be able to do anything extra in September when you're busy getting your kids back to school or when you're busy diving back into your homeschool routine? So I want you to kind of visualize, what is your year looking like? Again, there's a spot for this in the workbook if you grab that later. Because for me personally, drawing things out always makes a really big difference for me to help me visualize, picture visually when I'm trying to create a system or organize something. If I draw it out and see it visually, it really helps me. So I want you to visualize what your yearly schedule is looking like so far and what months are busy and what months are more open in your schedule. So that's part number one of the formula. Part number two of the formula is I want you to next visualize or write down or map out, how many rooms do you have in your home? Another question is, how many times in a year do you need to clean, deep clean that specific room? The very important part of this is that we are not including anything like large appliances or things that need to get done more than twice in a year. We're kind of excluding that because there is a different way of managing those sorts of things. The point of it being is that we need to remember that deep cleaning is different than our typical recurring weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or bi-monthly cleaning tasks that might still involve certain items in a certain room. Like, you need to clean your fridge more than once a year, obviously, but it's housed in your kitchen, and the rest of your kitchen, you're maybe only going to deep clean it from top to bottom, maybe only once a year. Maybe that's your capacity. But you're going to have to schedule in time to clean your fridge more often than once a year. But the other things in the kitchen would be on your spring cleaning month by month yearly schedule. So I'm just going to kind of draw an example here for you. In my home, for us personally, our garage gets really, really dirty. If you haven't heard, we live on a farm. The garage is our entrance where our farm clothes, our farm boots, all of that comes in and out. Our garage gets really, really messy, really dirty. But also, of course, that it would be pointless cleaning, deep cleaning that room at certain times of the year, because it's just going to be, if it's mud season, it's going to get instantly dirty the second that you clean it. So as I'm mapping this out, I'm thinking, okay, I need to really, really clean my garage super good once a year to get on top of all of that farm mess that comes in and out of there. But it's not as important still as cleaning other areas of my room, of my house, twice in a year. So I am just kind of adding everything up to figure out how many rooms do I have in my home and how many times a year am I cleaning each thing? Because if I'm cleaning it twice in a year, that counts as two on our formula. But if we're cleaning it once in a year, that's obviously just once. But my caution for you here is do not break things down so much or lump things together so much that when it comes to the actual cleaning of that room in a given month, that you're going to overwhelm yourself. The example of that being, do not lump every single bedroom in your home together as one bedroom on your cleaning list, because if you have five bedrooms total in your home and you are trying to clean all those five bedrooms in 1 month, that might be a little bit too much for you depending on how much time you have and what phase you're at with your kids. So just think of it in terms of how should I be grouping things together so that I can clean that one area or one or two of those areas in any given month. And that is how you come up with your final number of how many rooms you have in your home in order to input it into this formula. The third part of this formula is that you now, this is where you do the real life math, okay? You are going to divide, take your months available for cleaning. So say you have 11 months of the year available for cleaning. You are going to divide that by how many rooms or areas you calculated in the previous step to equal how many rooms you need to focus on each month in order to make it through your list of spring cleaning your home year-round through our new and improved deep cleaning schedule. We can assign a month to one room, or we can assign three different rooms to a month, depending on how many months we have available for cleaning overall. For me personally, this looks like I never schedule more than two rooms or areas of my home into my schedule for a month, because I know that if I do that, I'm setting myself up for failure and I am biting off more than I can chew. I know that if I can clean one room, I'm really happy. If I can clean both those rooms, I am super happy. So the important thing here is that we are setting ourselves up for success of those good feelings, because the good feelings of hitting those goals and successes is what keeps us going. So that's our formula. I feel like that was confusing, but then also easy at the same time. As I'm trying to verbalize it all, I hope that that came across and made sense for you. This is exactly why I would love it if you grab the workbook and come join me on the email list or in the Facebook community, so that if you're feeling confused about this, you can ask me for help, and I am more than happy to help you conceptualize that a little bit more, because when you're just listening to this, it might sound confusing. And I don't want this new spring cleaning method that I'm teaching you, I don't want it to feel overwhelming, because I promise it's not. Because if it's overwhelming, then we're not going to do it right. So I will recap the formula for you here quickly. The formula is you take your yearly schedule divided by how many rooms you have in your home that you need to deep clean in a year, and that is going to equal how many of those you are cleaning in a month. And ideally, that is going to be one or two rooms in a month, hopefully no more than that, unless you have a ton of time on your hands. And again, this is different than the bi-weekly, bi-monthly type things that we need to clean more often. Those don't count, like your fridge and your laundry. Those things are different. We're talking about how often are you going to be in your bedroom moving your dresser and moving your bed and vacuuming those baseboards. How often are you actually realistically going to be doing that when you have a house full of tiny humans who need snacks every 5 seconds? So let's set ourselves up for success, mamas, and let's be smart about how we do this. See it for how easy it actually is when we take the steps. I hope that you have found today's episode helpful. I hope that it has been clear as mud for you. And once again, I am excited to see you on the Facebook community or on the email list so that we can talk about this more. I will be back next week for part 3 of the Spring Cleaning 101 series. Wednesday, you can count on me being here for you to help you get through this busy time of year. For now, I hope that you can go and enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully there is some beautiful sunshine coming your way to go have a nice walk. I know that that's something I am planning to do tomorrow. It's nighttime right now when I'm recording, but planning a nice walk tomorrow. And I hope that you can as well. Bye for now, my friend. Thank you for being here, and I will see you very soon. Hey, mama. Thanks for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you mind sharing it with a mom friend that is also desiring a more peaceful and orderly home? Make sure to hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss a thing. Lastly, can you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review? It lights me up to read the ways that this show is helping you. Now it's time for me to get back to my never-ending pile of laundry, and I'm sure you have some too. I'll meet you back on Wednesday for another episode. Bye for now.